Now it's over to our feature reader for this week, Elaine Smith, with the first of two features. The first one is courtesy of the Norwich Seeker and is about the redevelopment of Anglia Square and the promise to breathe new life into the area.
Everyone has a view on Anglia Square, but with the bulldozers moving in later this year, Mike Talbot, who has lived in the neighbourhood for 20 years, says, "It looks as if the development will deliver on its promises to breathe new life into this neglected area and provide the affordable housing we need. When I moved to Magdalen Street, the estate agent said, 'They're just about to redevelop Anglia Square.' That was 20 years ago. Any day now, the legal agreement giving Essex-based developer Western Homes the go-ahead to transform this 11-acre North City site will be signed off. It follows years of consultation, confrontation and controversy. In April, the City Council finally approved the scheme for 1,100 homes. It includes a community hub, car park and 8,000 square metres of shopping space. The developers say the historic street pattern that existed during the Victorian era will be reinstated to deliver a new neighbourhood designed around inner courtyards, a public square and a network of pedestrianised streets. There will also be 200 trees and 1.2 kilometres of hedging and a new north-south cycle path. But all of the 1970s buildings on the site, which have become a key feature of the city's skyline, will be demolished, including Sovereign House. Western Homes expect work to start in the autumn, and it is likely to take 8 years to complete. Things are starting to happen, and it is already causing upheaval. This week, 22 charities and social enterprises currently using Anglia Square announced under the banner of the Norwich Eco Hub that they were looking for 20,000 square feet of new space to continue their arts, social and environmental activities. But what are we not getting? Proposals for a cinema, hotel and multi-storey car park all went after the last application was thrown out by the Secretary of State in 2020. That plan also included a 20-storey tower block. The developers went back to the drawing board, saying the world had changed since the earlier scheme was created, with a rise in online shopping reducing the need for retail space. Despite the twists and turns, it's still a win-win, isn't it? Norwich gets desperately needed new homes. The area will be regenerated, while the developers hope to make a tidy profit. Alan Waters thinks so. Nobody was more pleased to see the Anglia Square scheme get the go-ahead at the end of April than the then Norwich City Council leader. "I was leader for 8 years, from 2015, and Anglian Square was one of the biggest things I had to deal with," he told the Seeker. "Nobody wanted to keep things as they were. Some people, including me, said this scheme was a no-brainer. Others wanted different schemes, maybe 100% council homes. The heritage lobby was very vociferous, pretty intransigent about this scheme. Groups including Historic England, Save Britain's Heritage and the Norwich Society remained opposed to it. There was another group who thought that the developer would come up with something tacky with maximum profit," said Mr. Waters. "The scheme has always been incredibly marginal financially, and people opposed to it just didn't recognise that. but much will depend on what you call a tidy profit. Both Western Homes and the council have had the viability of the scheme assessed, and it's marginal, they claim. The development costs are estimated at some £275 million, and the profit could be anywhere between £5 million and £50 million, depending on the total amount of contributions the developers will be expected to make through a combination of the Community Infrastructure Levy, the CIL, Section 106 agreements, nutrient neutrality and regeneration uplift. So what does that all mean? Let's start with CIL. It might sound like something you would buy at Boots, but the Community Infrastructure Levy is how developers contribute towards things like local education and transport. The Anglia Square project would incur a levy of nearly £8 million. But developers can sometimes avoid the levy if they can show it makes the scheme unviable. In a report to the Council's Planning Committee, Western have indicated they will be doing just that. Meanwhile, Section 106 of the Town and Country Planning Act allows councils to require developers to contribute towards all sorts of things, including services and infrastructure, such as highways, parks and play areas, education, health and affordable housing. In this case, the Section 106 agreement covers access to green space, details of the community hub, public toilets, and a public realm scheme for under the flyover. But the vast majority of the estimated £4.5 million Section 106 costs are now to mitigate nutrient neutrality. Last year, Natural England ordered that all development in Norwich had to include provisions to counter the rise in nitrogen and phosphorus in the River Wensum and the Broads. On paper, the whole project is only really viable if, over the course of its 8-year build period, the development itself starts to push up local property values. Albert Hawes has been dealing in antiques and second-hand goods opposite Anglia Square since 1988. He's in no doubt that the plans should go ahead. I've seen the area go down and down. It's so run down now. Rain pours through some of the shop roofs over there, he claimed. The company doing it has got to make a profit, and we haven't got enough housing. It's the perfect place to put 1,100 homes without having to dig up the countryside. And it's going to bring an awful lot of employment just to build it. Let's hope they use local people. So with lots of new homes coming, that surely means that lots of them will be affordable. The truth is that what is regarded as affordable is a tricky term to pin down. Many of the planned homes will be one-bed flats, but only 10% of the new units will be officially classed as social or affordable, as opposed to the target 33% on green field sites and 22% on blighted city sites like Anglia Square. And then there is the question of whether an influx of 2,000 new residents will put a strain on local schools and doctors. At the moment, pupil numbers are declining in local schools, so there should be spaces. But health provision is a huge issue. Local healthcare providers told planners all the nearby doctors' surgeries were at or over capacity, and it would cost some £1.3 million to provide the necessary expansion. This should be paid for by the developers, they said. But council planners disagreed, declaring that it was up to the NHS to provide what was needed. Meanwhile, several of the scheme's opponents highlighted a perceived lack of green space in the plans. Western Homes says 56% of the development's energy needs will come from air source heat pumps. There will be lots of green roofs, outside space for residents, trees and hedges. But the planners felt the scheme could be more ambitious in terms of ecological value. In the end, the City Council's Planning Committee approved the first phase of the scheme by 8 votes to 5. Green councillor Gary Champion was one of those 5 who were against it. "Planning is a nightmare," he said. "It's like sitting on a jury. You have to weigh up the evidence in front of you and ignore your personal views. But if you've lived in Norwich for years, how can you not have strong views about Anglia Square? There are a lot of positives with this scheme, but do the benefits outweigh the negatives? I'm not sure they do." The narrative that this is the last opportunity for the site felt more like a threat than reality. I was just not convinced what we had was something unique, befitting Norwich. If you were parachuted into this development, you wouldn't know where you were. It doesn't say Norwich. However, there is an estimated need for almost 12,000 new homes in the city by 2038. And this project will deliver a chunk of those. And the social stroke affordable housing, confusingly, these are actually two different things, is scheduled for delivery in the earliest phases of the scheme. What's more, the council has won a £15 million cash injection from Homes England to kickstart the redevelopment. Mr. Waters said he had backed the proposal for 10% affordable housing. "The need in the city is not just for social housing. We try to build quality housing of all kinds. If we don't get homes built there, private landlords can raise rents because the demand is so high." He said the probable waiver of the community infrastructure levy would be effectively be offset by the £15 million grant from Homes England. "That's crucial to go towards the demolition costs and the social housing," he told us. "I'm now confident that this will really happen," Mr. Waters added, who stood down in May after 30 years on the City Council. "From my point of view, this wasn't just about Anglia Square. It was about the credibility of the council and our desire to see large-scale development. I think people finally realised that there is no better scheme coming along."